The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter Number 17, Text Number 35, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 30th, 2008, in Lima, Peru.
So, this morning at Wilson Street in Lima, Peru, we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 17, Text Number 35.
En esta mañana de Lima, en Lima, Perú, en la calle Wilson, vamos a estudiar Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Capítulo 17, Texto 35.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sutta Uvacha. Parikshitaiva Adishta. Sakalir Jatave Patu. Tam Ujatasyama Hedam. Dandapanim Nivodiyatam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sita Goswami said, the personality of Kali, thus being ordered by Maharaj Parikshit, began to tremble in fear. Seeing the king before him like Yamaraj ready to kill him, Kali spoke to the king as follows, purport. The king was ready to kill the personality of Kali at once, as soon as he disobeyed his order, otherwise the king had no objection to allowing him to prolong his life. The personality of Kali also, after attempting to get rid of the punishments in various ways, decided that he must surrender unto him, and thus he began to tremble in fear of his life. The king or the executive head must be so strong as to stand before the personality of Kali like the personality of death, Yamaraj. The king's order must be obeyed, otherwise the culprit's life is at risk. That is the way to rule the personalities of Kali, who create disturbance in the normal life of the state citizens.
Traducción. Sri Sutta Goswami dijo, la personalidad de Kali, habiendo recibido esa orden de Maharaj Parikshit, comenzó a temblar de miedo, viendo al rey ante él como Yamaraj, a punto de matarlo. Kali le habló de la siguiente manera. Significado. El rey estaba dispuesto a matar a la personalidad de Kali de inmediato, si éste desobedecía su orden. De lo contrario, el rey no tenía ninguna objeción en permitirle que prolongara su vida. La personalidad de Kali, por su parte, después de tratar de librarse del castigo de diversas maneras, decidió que debía entregarse a él, y por eso comenzó a temblar, temiendo por su vida. El rey o el gobernante debe ser tan fuerte como para pararse como Yamaraj. La muerte en persona ante la personalidad de Kali. La orden del rey tiene que ser obedecida, pues si no, la vida del criminal corre peligro. Esa es la manera de gobernar a las personalidades de Kali, que causan disturbios en la vida normal de los ciudadanos del Estado.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Amritam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So,
entonces,
where do we have such rulers? Like Parikshit Maharaj. Where are, donde está los rulers like Parikshit Maharaj? The whole world is suffering because we don't have proper leaders. Now you can murder somebody. And you can hire an attorney and you can go free. Money buys justice, you see. So that is not justice, that is cheating business. So when there is a ruler like Parikshit Maharaj, you cannot bribe your way for so-called justice. Anyone who disobeys the order of the king, he can immediately be put to death by the king. Immediatamente. Doesn't require going to the court of law, hiring attorneys, you know, spending 10 years in the courts fighting it. No, it's instant death. Therefore, there is very good law and order because nobody would disobey. But the trouble is we don't have qualified leaders who can take this role. This Kali Yuga, the whole situation has become very, very corrupt and dirty. So what's the solution? We have to bring back the Vedic age. We have to bring back the Vedic age. So who's going to do that? You have to do that. You have to become responsible Krishna conscious leaders. Otherwise, if we don't. If our devotees don't do it, who's going to do it? We're going to have the demigods are going to come and do it? No, it's up to you.
Ahora hay que aceptar.
Up to you. You see, and you, 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 and you. To become actual Goswamis. To become actual Goswamis. Controllers of your senses. You know the verse. Vacha vegam manasakrodha vegam jiva vegam udaropasta vegam etan vetanyo vishaheta dira sarvam apimam prativim shishisha. The one who can conquer mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So you all must become qualified to preach. Do not remain servants of your senses. If your mind wants to think of some material thing, you cannot allow your mind to do that. You have to fix your mind on Krishna. His name, his fame, his form, his pastimes, his entourage. I don't know. Look it up in the dictionary. Some other time. His paraphernalia. You have to fix your mind on Krishna. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalamashtaram tatastato nayam yaitadatva nayavasangnaya. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature. One must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. One must certainly withdraw it, withdraw it, and bring it back under the control of the self. But the mind, it wants to run away. Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano nuvadiyate tadasyaharati pragyam vayar navamivam vasi. As a boat on the water, a boat is swept away by a strong wind. Even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. So our tendency is to be carried away by the modes of nature. Instead of remaining fixed in Krishna consciousness, tamagun, sattvagun, rajagun want to pull us away. So if you want to be Krishna conscious, you must be declared to make war against the material nature. Are you ready to be a warrior? Are you ready to be a warrior? Fighter. Are you ready to fight against Maya? If you are a devotee, you must fight. You must engage in war against the material nature. And you must fight with great courage and determination. And this way you must subdue the enemies. What are the enemies? Kama. Krodha. You don't need to translate them. Loba. Mada. Moha. And Matsarya. These are the six enemies. Lust. Anger, greed, madness, illusion, and the worst of all, envy. Stop being envious. Our envy got us into this material world. We were envious of Krishna. Why he should be the supreme? Why not me? We wanted to be the supreme ourselves instead of worshipping Krishna as the supreme. And therefore we fell into this dark, miserable hole. Lima. I never see the sun here. Does it shine ever here in the summer? Does ever the sun shine in this city? It shines. I can never see the sun in Lima. Never. I never see it. I see.
The sun coming in January.
Oh, I have to wait till January for the sun. You see? So the material world is like this. It is dark. It is illusion. But Krishna says, or Bhagavatam says, Krishna svadamo pagate dharma gyanadivi saha kalao nashtadasham mesham puronarodanoditaha. That this Bhagavad Purana, this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode. To his own abode. Accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. So the point is, even though it's a very dark and gray atmosphere here in Lima, if you will take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the brilliant sun of Krishna will always illuminate your consciousness. You will not be overwhelmed by tamaguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna. Yes, you will be fixed in pure bhakti. So, if you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, you submissively hear from him, and you serve him with love, then you will get transcendental knowledge. That Krishna's sun will shine brilliantly in your heart. You become awake in Krishna consciousness. So in this way, try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. Try to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And dedicate your entire life for pushing for this movement. If you do so, I can promise you this. Your su vida will be simply wonderful. You simply have to follow the orders of Guru and Krishna, that's all. Are you prepared to follow Guru and Krishna in all circumstances? Or do you still want to serve Maya? You decide. What do you want? Do you want to serve Maya? Or do you want to serve Krishna? If you want to serve Krishna, he will give you all help. He will give you all blessings. You simply have to fall down on his feet and beg for his shelter. He will gladly give it to you. You simply have to beg it with intense desire, and then it will come to you. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
When he
outside to preaching and see one object that he is attracted about this object, why the mind and the eyes running about this material object?
Because you've been addicted to sense gratification for millions of lifetimes. So you have to break the chain of that addiction by grabbing your rascal mind and bringing it back to Krishna. If you see a beautiful girl and your mind becomes disturbed, you have to say, "You rascal mind, you stop meditating on Maya. Come back to the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Don't let your mind be pulled away by porno, pornography. Don't let your mind be pulled away by any material thing. Bring it back to Krishna again and again and again. Train your mind how to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. If you are determined, then in due course of time you will become a Goswami. Your senses will become fully under your control. You have to work hard now to bring your mind under control. No es easy. Fácil? No es fácil. You have to trabajar, huh? Yes, to bring your mind under control. Bring it back to Krishna. Just like I see many of you are having a hard time staying awake. Many of you in the class, you're like, and you're thinking it is time for a nap, siesta time. Srimad Bhagavatam class, no es siesta tiempo. It's time to wake up. You can have siesta later on. But now it's time to wake up. To go absorb your mind deeply in the Srimad Bhagavatam. By this absorption, your heart will become pure. You will become fixed in Krishna consciousness. So, are there any other questions? Yes.
Can you repeat what is the thing to contrast the Krodha, anger, lust? What is the solution about these enemies?
Why is there what?
Six enemies.
What is the solution?
A solution for the enemies, yes. Yesterday we read in Bhagavatam, if you become angry, that's one of the enemies. You have to forgive.
Ayer estábamos diciendo que hay que estar enojado contra los enemigos.
By learning how to forgive others, then you will not become overwhelmed by anger. Be always learning how to forgive others for their offense. Forgiveness?
Perdonar.
So, I don't know. Forgive. ¿Qué, cómo se llama forgive in español?
Perdonar.
Yes. So, when one forgives others, then one does not become angry.
Para perdonar a otros, uno no tiene que estar enojado.
And, in terms of lust, instead of being attracted to some enjoying some beautiful girl,
y si alguien llega a estar atraído por alguna muchacha bonita,
If you can think, let me engage all the beautiful girls in Krishna's service. Let Krishna enjoy the girls. You see? Then you become free from lust. Let me distribute a book to all these beautiful girls, you see. So they can come to the temple and they can become devotees. In that way, by offering all the girls to Krishna, then you become free from lust. And for greed, instead of thinking, how can I get money, money, money for myself, my sense gratification, you think, how can I collect mucho dinero for Krishna? It's called solas. Millions and millions of solas for Krishna. In this way, you see. And then in terms of illusion, you have to hear the Bhagavatam instead of sleeping. Instead of sleeping in the class, you have to hear the class. If you're falling asleep, then prop your eyes open with your fingers. Do something to stay awake. Stand up if you have to hear the class. If you hear the Bhagavatam, then you become free from illusion. And you will not be a madman. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam. Every day, come to hear the Bhagavatam. And envy, I described yesterday in detail. Instead of finding fault with others because I'm envious of them, look for the good in others. And every devotee, find some very nice quality that you can worship that devotee. By this appreciation for the devotees, you will become non-envious. So in this way, you can conquer the six enemies. No es difícil. Es muy, muy fácil. You simply have to practice it, that's all. Is there any difficulty? Yes, there is no difficulty. Es verdad, Prabhu. There is, no es difícil. Es muy, muy fácil. You simply must practice it, that's all. Questions more? Yes, Mataji.
When I meet other person who don't know about Krishna consciousness, what is the first thing to tell these people?
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are His eternal servant. Questions more? Yes.
If you speak a little words of Tulsi, the
Tulsi Devi is a pure devotee of Krishna. She has so kindly appeared in this world. Because Krishna will not take any offering unless it is combined with the Tulsi leaf.
Porque Krishna es complacido de
You can offer Krishna the most unlimited varieties of the most wonderful foodstuffs. Unlimited varieties of the most wonderful foods. But if there's no tulsi leaf, he will not accept. So the tulsi leaf must be there. Otherwise, Krishna will not take your offering. So everyone should cultivate tulsi. In your home also, everyone should have a tulsi. So you can, when you make your offering at home, you can offer tulsi leaf. It's a little trouble here in Lima. Tulsi may not grow here very easily, but you have to try your best. I see she is growing here every morning. I'm coming here offering water to your tulsi. Should water tulsi every day and circumambulate her every day. Circumambulate and beg for her mercy. Because she has Krishna prema, she can bestow it upon you also. She can give it to you also. You have to beg Tulsi to give you Krishna Bhakti. Questions more?
We have high levels of divorce, corruption, and
what? High level of corruption in ISKCON? What?
Divorce?
Oh yeah, there's a high level of divorce in ISKCON. That is a corruption. So no more divorces in ISKCON. There must not be any more divorces now in ISKCON. Finished.
No more divorces in ISKCON. And he said
that
the leaders, how can I prepare for being a good leader?
To become a good leader, you must become a good follower, that's all.
Para ser un buen líder, tú tienes que ser un buen seguidor.
The one who is now the disciple, he becomes the next spiritual master. So, to become a good leader requires you become a good follower. That's if you will hear nicely, then you can speak nicely. And if you can follow nicely, then you can lead nicely. So simply hear nicely and follow very nicely, and then you'll be a qualified preacher. Okay.
Nobody wants to be a leader because other devotees are looking for his mistakes.
I see. Therefore, a leader must be beyond any, must be free of all mistakes. Leader must become pure.
El líder debería ser puro.
faultless, free from faults.
Libre de caídas.
This process will make you free from all faults if you follow it.
Si este proceso te hace estar libre de caídas, tú deberías seguirlo.
Actually, devotees will not be looking for the faults in the leader. If the leader is full of love, if he's always trying to serve the devotees by helping them to advance in Krishna consciousness, devotees will not be looking for the fault.
Verdaderamente, los devotos no van a estar mirando por la falta del líder si el líder los trata con amor, tratándolos de ayudar y de servirlos. Ellos no van a ver errores en él.
Simply, the leader must try to serve all the devotees. That's the real meaning of leadership. One who wants to serve the Vaishnavas by helping them all go back to home, back to Godhead, he is the real leader. Yes. Does that answer your question? Yes, see or no?
Subject matter, because one.
This is what?
I try to tell this. One people are inspired, other no, by the same leader. What is the meaning of cuál es el significado del liderazgo?
The meaning of what?
What is the meaning of give inspiration to others?
Well, people are attracted to different modes of nature.
La gente está atraída a diferentes modalidades de la naturaleza.
If the leader is very pure, then he will inspire those who are interested in pure devotion.
Pero si el líder es bien puro, él va a inspirar a otros a que tengan una devoción pura.
But those who want to hold on to their material attachments, they will not like such a leader.
Pero si el líder tiene apegos materiales, ellos no van a seguir al líder.
They will feel threatened by such a leader. They will feel threatened by such a leader. So, you cannot judge by popular vote who is qualified. You cannot judge a proper leader by popular vote.
Usted no tiene que trabajar para ser un buen líder o un devoto popular.
You have to judge him by scriptures.
Usted tiene que trabajar con las escrituras.
Is he following the scripture?
Si sigue las escrituras.
Is he preaching the scripture?
Si predica las escrituras.
Then he is first-class leader.
Entonces llega a ser un líder de primera clase.
If he's not following the scripture,
y si no sigue las escrituras,
then he is rascal.
Entonces es un pícaro.
So that should be the criterion.
I don't understand.
That should be the basis of deciding who is a good leader and who is not a good leader. Is he following the scripture? Is he preaching the scripture? If so, he is first-class leader.
Eso hace un líder de primera clase.
And all those who are sincerely desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness, they will become very inspired by such a leader.
Y por desear sinceramente, inspired.
They will be inspired by such a leader.
Ser inspirado o inspirar por esos líderes.
And those who are not, who want to hold on to their material attachments, they will not be so inspired by such a leader.
Y si tiene apegos materiales, no inspirar a nadie.
They will think, oh, he's too strict. He's too strict.
Él es muy estricto.
He's too heavy.
Es muy duro.
But actually, guru means heavy.
Pero el guru significa duro.
The guru is supposed to be heavy. If he is light, if he is not heavy,
pero si su vida no es fuerte,
then he is not guru.
Entonces no es un guru.
So the leader must be strong, he must be heavy.
El líder tiene que ser fuerte y pesado.
But and he must be himself very, very pure.
Pero, volverse a sí mismo muy puro.
And then those who are sincere, they will appreciate his heaviness. They will feel purified by his heaviness. Questions, Mara?
Otra pregunta.
Does that answer your questions?
Eso responde su pregunta.
A falta de personas cualificadas, actualmente se opta por personas que no están preparadas para asumir cargos administrativos, pero lo tienen que hacer. Entonces, ¿cuál es el deber de los seguidores? ¿No? Si no tienen líderes cualificados, ¿no? Entonces, deben exigir un líder puro.
We don't have qualified leaders, but
why not? Why do you say that?
Porque usted dice que no tenemos líderes cualificados.
I see that your leader is very qualified.
Yo veo que su líder es muy cualificado.
I see Raghunuga Bhakti Prabhu is a very qualified leader.
Yo veo que Raghunuga Bhakti Prabhu es muy cualificado.
Why do you say you have no qualified leader?
Porque usted dice que él no es cualificado.
You're not a qualified follower. You're not a qualified follower. That is a difficulty. You have a very qualified leader here. I'm inspired by your leader. His sincerity inspires my Krishna consciousness. Why do you say no qualified leader? That is your nonsense.
Personally, about a person in particular.
Huh?
He doesn't speak about Raghunuga Bhakti.
Now who are you talking about them? And you say there's no qualified leaders. You must be talking about somebody. Yes.
About the general level of the preacher.
But there are persons here who are designated as leaders, and if you say we have no qualified leaders, then your comment is directly just talking about them. You can't, isn't that a fact? If I say that there's no qualified, we have leaders here in Peru, don't we? Do we not?
Nosotros tenemos líderes en Perú.
ISKCON has leaders, designated leaders, isn't it a fact? I'll be wrong, but we have designated leaders here, don't we? We have designated leaders here of our ISKCON in Peru, do we not? Huh?
Leaders what?
We have leaders. ISKCON has leaders in Peru who have been named to be the leaders, isn't it? Is it no es verdad? Es verdad? We have leaders, right? Okay. So if I say there are no qualified leaders, then I am committing aparata against those leaders. Even if I don't name them directly, if I say there are no qualified leaders of ISKCON Peru, that means I'm committing aparata against the leaders. Do you understand?
¿Usted entiende?
Se juzga algo por los resultados, ¿no? Y siempre se menciona que los
formerly we have a better movement here, and now.
When did we have a better movement?
Cuando nosotros tuvimos un buen momento.
When was that?
Cuando.
When was it better? What year?
¿Qué año fue mejor?
¿Qué año?
¿En qué año?
When ISKCON in Peru buy earths, buildings, and
okay, so all right, so all right, so now make it better. If you think ISKCON has gone down, all right, now then you bring it up. If you feel the leaders are not inspired enough, then you become a leader by your example. If you can inspire others by your example, the leaders will be very happy. Isn't that true, Abhiram Prabhu? If any devotee becomes very ideal Vaishnava and inspires everyone, wouldn't that make you happy? Yes. Raghunuga Bhakti, wouldn't that make you happy? Manaji, wouldn't that make you happy? Yes. So you become a very, very inspired in Krishna consciousness, you see. Become very pure in your chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Become totally sold out to Guru and Krishna. Become completely surrendered to Guru and Krishna. And then by your example, the whole ISKCON Peru will become more and more advancing. So if you feel the leadership, there's a leadership, a lack in the leadership, then you step forward and become a better example. You show by your example, what is pure bhakti? The leaders will be very happy if you do that. You will help make their job easier. Because they're trying to help everyone to come to pure bhakti. So if you can come to pure bhakti, then that will inspire the whole ISKCON Peru. So therefore, you cultivate pure bhakti. Okay? No problema.
He wants you
enlighten us. Well, that's why I've come here. I've come here to enlighten you. So now become enlightened by submissive hearing and by nice service mood. Krishna says that if you hear from the spiritual master and you serve him with love, then you become enlightened. So if you want to be enlightened by me, then you have to hear very nicely what I say, and then you have to serve me with love. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatvadarshinah. That is the process. Hear from the Guru, serve him with love. And then you become enlightened. Manaji, in the back, you had a question.
one people has his first relation with the guru.
What kind of relation?
¿Qué clase de relaciones con el guru? When how his first meeting with the guru?
What?
First meeting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The guru, the people is not expert to attend a guru. How can I don't do it often?
Yes. Simply, if you're sincere, then everything will be okay. Because Guru will train you. Even if you're a complete stupido, if you're sincere, then Guru will say, don't do this, do like this. He will teach you. Just like when Prabhupada taught me how to, when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, we count on our fingers. And I was confused how to count on my fingers. So Prabhupada showed me, exactly like this, he showed me this. He demonstrated to me, exactly, this is exactly what you do. I was wondering whether you chant, you know, whether you count this way or that way. I was confused, and Prabhupada showed me exactly. He did it for me. He demonstrated to me exactly how to do it. So the Guru is very kind. If you don't know what to do, he'll teach you, you see. He'll say, oh, now you've come for darshan, now you offer your obeisances. And you say, oh, what is obeisances? I don't know what obeisances is. Then he'll say, oh, you bow down on the floor, you put like this your head on the floor in this way, that is obeisance. He will teach you how to offer obeisances. In this way, you simply put yourself under the spiritual master's direction and he'll train you in everything. And you'll become expert. Any other questions? Abhiram Prabhu?
About the la Vaishnava parada. About the Vaishnava parada. Sometimes one say that thing is a parada. Another say no, it is not a parada. What is the real meaning of Vaishnava parada?
Yes, sometimes there's a disagreement whether it was an aparada or not. And one way of seeing who committed the offense was who gets the reaction. That's one way you can understand. Vaishnava aparad means when you are disrespectful to a devotee. Every devotee must be respected as Krishna's representative.
Cada devoto es un representante de Krishna.
If I treat a devotee like he's an ordinary person, that is offense. Krishna worships the devotees.
Krishna adora a sus devotos.
So if I do not give respect to devotees,
yo no tengo que faltar al respeto a los devotos,
if I don't see them as Krishna's representatives,
porque yo estoy viendo a un representante de Krishna,
then I am guilty of aparad, Vaishnava aparad. Every devotee must be worshipped.
Y cada devoto debe ser adorado.
Therefore we pray.
Vanchakalpatarubhyascha
kripasindubhyeva cha parinam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And Narottam Das Thakur, he sings like this. Anande bolo hari bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade mojayaman. He says, ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Worship Sri Vrindavan Dham. And then he says, and in your heart you must always worship the lotus feet of Guru. And the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. So I don't only worship Guru Pada, Guru's lotus feet. If I'm actually a devotee, I worship the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. That is the real meaning of a devotee. I worship the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas. So, that's how we become proper in our relationship with devotees. We must see all of them as worshipable representatives of Krishna. Not only the Guru, all of the devotees must be respected.
Question is about Panchatattva.
Mm-hmm.
This they know how the correct position is good, or we get up the picture.
What is it?
They don't have stand in a correct position.
Correct position.
Nityananda is in the left.
Oh yeah, the Lord Nityananda. Usually the blue dhoti is Lord Nityananda. Yeah. Well, it can be repainted.
Repainted?
Yeah, an artist can touch it up. Your Lord is Nanda.
The Lord Nityananda is supposed to be on the right of the Lord Chaitanya.
Lord, they have Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar reversed. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. No, Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar is exchanged.
They need to be exchanged.
Yeah.
So you can have an artist repaint, because Lord Nityananda wears blue dhoti. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Yes, Mataji. Yes. We studied this yesterday in Choshika Bhagavatam class. If you show the ideal qualities of feminine shyness, if you show the ideal quality of feminine shyness, then you will become a great source of inspiration to the men. Just by developing the qualities of the qualities of a Vaishnavi, you will naturally become a leader of everyone.
Usted va a ser un líder
Actually, by the woman, actually, the women actually control the men, Prabhupada explained.
Porque las mujeres también pueden controlar su mente, Prabhupada explica.
By their qualities, by their developing the qualities, saintly qualities, they actually control the men.
Por el desarrollo de sus cualidades, ellas también pueden controlar la mente.
Because the men, they want to please. When there's a saintly woman, the men always want to please the women. That is the nature. If there's a saintly woman, the men, they want to please such a saintly woman. They wanted this. They see, this is my mother, I have to make her happy.
Porque el hombre no va a pensar que ella es como una simple mujer, sino que va a pensar, esta es mi madre.
So if you develop the saintly qualities of feminine shyness, then naturally you will be a leader of the whole,
por eso, si
the whole community. A mother is very dear to the sons.
Porque la madre es muy querida para los hijos.
So if you develop all the saintly qualities of feminine shyness, then all the men will worship you as mother.
Porque si usted desarrolla esas cualidades de santidad femeninas, todos los hombres como que la van a...
In this way you will naturally lead the devotees by your Vaishnavi qualities.
Así que verdaderamente vuelva a ser una líder por desarrollar cualidades Vaishnavis.
You have a question, comment?
Let
me again. I think leader has to have a post.
Yes.
Yeah, leadership doesn't mean that you require a post. Someone thinks, well, unless I'm a GBC, you know, or I can't really be a leader. Unless I'm on the managerial council, I can't really be a leader. But that's not true. Prabhupada gives the example of Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. Prabhupada gives the example of Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar was the emperor. But he was under the influence of Cleopatra. So, doesn't require an official post to become a powerful leader. You don't have to have an official post like GBC to become a powerful leader. You simply have to develop all the saintly qualities. And then naturally you'll be leader. Everyone will appreciate you and want to please you. So I think what's the time? We gone over time? What's the time for the time for the next program? Can we go into prayers? Okay, well, we thank you very much. This is my final lecture. We'll be planning to come back in January when the sun is shining. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.